the best urban gospel show airing right now. It's the Reverb Live Show, playing the hottest in Christian hip-hop and R&B.
You know who it is, it's Royce Lovett. You're listening to DJ Rain and the Reverb Live Show, all right?
What's going on? It's Marty.
And Fernie.
And we're Social Club. And you're tuned in to
the Reverb Live Show
with DJ Rain.
Hey, it's Jessica Reedy, and you're listening to the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain.
Wow, what's good? This your boy, D1. And right now, you're listening to the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain. You feel me?
Yo, what's up, y'all? It's your boy, Aaron Cole, and you're listening to the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain.
Everybody, this is your man Fred Hammond. You're listening to my man DJ Rain right here on the Reverb Live Show.
What's up? This is Canton Jones, and you're listening to the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain.
Yo, what up with it? It's your boy Bizzle with God Over Money, and you are now listening to the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain.
Reverb Live, your new online gospel show.
Reverb, reverb, and echo.
Hey, what's up, family? This is DJ Rain. You're tuned into the Reverb Live Show, the syndicated talk show playing the best in Christian hip hop and urban gospel music. We also give the latest in news, interviews, laughter, and much, much, much more. Hey, I want to thank you for tuning into the show right here, right now on this station or checking out our podcast. But yo, you got to check out the live show. The live show airs every Tuesday, 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on ReverbLiveShow.com. During the live show, you can post your comments and we'll read them live on the air, people. It's easy. All you got to do is jump on Facebook Live, Instagram Live, or even YouTube Live. Post your comments in one of those streams and we'll read those comments out and shout you out live during the live show. Listen, I'm not doing this by myself. When we come back, let's check in and see what the Reverb Live crew is into. Man, do we have a good show lined up for you. Let's get back to some more music. It's the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain.
Let's get to the point.
Inspiring, informative, and entertaining. It's the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain.
Please excuse me, cause I'm about to get low. I'm on the stage, but it ain't for a show. Take a sub like a 4th of July. And if you don't like what we doing, be quiet. We gon' do it like we know we're supposed to. Throw your hands up like you hanging the post. Or hop out the porch and go in like I'm no. Go all of my life like I'm Casey and Jojo. I'ma keep going, honey. I don't even go watch it. So before you try to stop us, let that boy rush. Let that boy rush. Please clear out the flow, we go. When he brought me through, I just cannot help but be excited. I would, but I don't wanna do it alone. It's a notice that you've been invited. It would take over, so don't try to fight it. I would just hop on the wave and just ride it. Singing the ocean like fishes and pirates. So I left worship, I walked in my pilot. He give me high when I'm below. Why would I lie, boy? I'm telling you so. How do I know? It's all in my soul. In the middle of the night, boy, I glow. Look at the glow. I'ma keep it 100. I don't even go watch it. So before you try to stop us, let that boy rush. Life was holding me down by the neck. Had to worship to get free from my past. So I go in and forget where I'm at. Yeah, they be jumping no views in the back.
keep it 100. I don't even go watch it. So before you try to stop us, let that boy rush. Let that boy rush. Let's clear out the flow. We going in to see the sun. Let that boy rush. Let that boy rush. I just cannot believe it. I just cannot believe it. I was in need of some freedom. Boy, I was Moses in Egypt. We trying to dance like David. Boy, I need him on a day. No, I cannot be defeated when I am following Jesus.
The Urban Gospel Show that gives you live interviews, the latest news, and topics that keep you tweeting. It's the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain.
Reverb Live Show. Man, do we have a great, amazing show lined up for you. Got some great music coming your way. We also got some interesting topics your way. But before we do any of that, let's do our group check-in. Let's check in and see what's going on with the Reverb Live crew this episode. Professor Tracy, what's up?
What's good, DJ Rain? What's good, Kicker King D3 in the building?
Yeet.
Yeet. It's all kind of sounds out there. It's right. Like, you,
ad-libs. It's a new way of living.
But yeah, man. Hey, you know how everybody was cutting up about this mask wearing?
Yeah.
Like, I ain't wearing no mask. I ain't putting no mask on. Don't ask me.
Yeah.
You go into a store, people about fighting, shooting each other about putting no mask.
People have done that. It's crazy. Yeah. Over wearing a mask.
But guess what?
What's that?
They ain't gonna they pick and choose where they want to do that at. Because I went to Disney World, and at Disney World, they said, put on a mask. In order to ride
there. You going to put this mask on.
Really?
And not one person argue. Not in the happiest place on earth.
Not in the happiest place.
I was like, nobody said, oh, you better put your mask on. I ain't put my mask on. Why got nobody argue with the Disney folks? Because you got to go through too much to get a ticket. And then you spend too much for the ticket.
Yeah.
And then to go through all of that, it's just like, you know what, let me just put on the mask. You know what? Oh, my bad. I ain't bringing no mask. I mean, at Disney, they were turning people around who did not have a mask because you have
can't
to get on
buy a mask in the park.
Well, you can buy one in the park, but you have to ride the train.
Oh, okay, to get there.
To
so
the park.
If you didn't have one there,
you can't get on the train without a mask.
Man, if I was Hustle Man, I'll be outside. Hey, right. Mask $20.
Right, $20 mask.
What?
But I was like, they ain't tried it at Disney World.
Yeah,
so
you're right.
That thing shocked me. I didn't even fuss. I was just like, but
that's a good point.
Like, people can pick and choose. So, everybody out there, if you want people to wear a mask at your store, don't let them bully you and try you.
They could wear a mask if they wanted to.
If they want
them chips, they going to wear a mask.
Exactly. If you want chips. Because I've seen even some hair stores. I mean, for ladies, like, if you want to get your weave, honey, you better put that mask on.
A whole helmet.
Right. I was going to get my nails done. I went and got my nails redone. And the guy was like, I was like, hey, I'm just wanting to come in to put an appointment with my person for the next day. He's like, okay, you got your mask?
Wow.
Oh, wow.
They were not playing.
Serious.
Yeah, and I was like, I ain't saying, you know, you mean I got to go all the way to the car to get my mask? You know? So for safety nowadays, because some things are open and some things are not, I just take my mask and I put it on my wrist. And if they want me to put it on, I will.
If not,
I won't worry about it. It's, you know, you put the little strings between your arms, wear it like a bracelet.
That is a good life hack.
Yeah.
It's what they call it now. Just put the mask on your wrist.
Yeah.
There you go. That's good stuff. Good stuff. Also in the building, we got my man King D3. D3, what's up?
What happened? What's happening, man? Glad to be here, most definitely. And always got to be glad to hear when our Heavenly Father checks in, man. He
Turn
checked
up,
in
God.
Moments before y'all did. But that is always a good space and a place to be in when you are right behind the Lord. Mentioning masks and, of course, with masks being mentioned, you got to think about COVID. You got to think about vaccines.
Mm-hmm.
Am I wrong?
Yep. I don't even know what it is, but if you got to start like that, that means you're wrong.
Man, okay. I'll just put it like this. I've been hearing aggressively about campaigns about African-American people to taking the vaccine.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Yeah.
And
yeah.
Like it's being pushed, like almost as if it's a pressure sense. Now, granted, you can listen to something not feel pressure, but what was getting me is I'm pretty sure, you know, they need more people to take the vaccine from all walks of life. But what got me is when I was listening to the radio and I heard them say black people are most likely to die from COVID.
Wow, okay. Wow. Based on the statistics and numbers, I guess, yeah, yeah. Like, it's proportionally affecting our people, yeah.
Right.
And so, and now granted, I think what bothered me, and it might say African Americans, I'm not say black people, but nonetheless, what bothered me is I watched statistics go from everyone could die to we all should be saved
to black people, you about to die.
Yes. And I'm like, bro.
It ain't even the black people that's just stubborn about getting it either. It's not mainly the black people that. It's just affecting us a bit more, but it ain't us being stubborn.
Right.
We like, y'all go out there and take the blue pill first before we try.
Just try it. I don't know if I'm going to like the little Skittle. You know what I mean? And so that bothered me. But then I messed around, and last week I ran into what I guess was supposed to be a commercial, and we all know the African American anthem. And I'm in this moment. Yes, I am speaking for all African Americans. Doesn't make me right, but I'm going to do it for a short, brief moment.
Okay.
Which is, and if your ears perk up when I say this, then I have spoken correctly about you. But taking over for the 99s and 2000s. They had a commercial or a music video about the vaccine. And what bothered me about it was, once again, we go from these light commercials and very general ways of speaking about the vaccine and the importance of taking it, things like that, to now we're targeting. And at that point, it bothered me because when I watched it, I watched how it was still the same aggressive terminology used. It wasn't cursing, mm-hmm. but it was still the things that stereotypically most would feel would trigger our community. And I said, wow, so now whatever it takes, even if it means this music video with these derogatory words to get this community, whatever it takes, we need to get them in. And it just bothered me so much, I guess, because I'm like, if I'm kind and loving to a person, you have people in your life that you just love them. They'll almost do what Professor Tracy say just because of love Tracy shows them day in and day out. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking about our community that's impacted in the way it is in this society to now when the society needs our input via vaccine and our studies. Now it's a space where I have to, instead of that, the individuals being inviting because we've loved them throughout the year, we love them throughout mm-hmm. the times. Now I have to be sneaky or in my opinion, sneaky or indirect with ways of doing things. And it just started to bother me because it hasn't been like that the duration of the time. So I've watched it become more targeted. Okay. And so it just, I was just curious of it because of that, man. But things that's on my heart.
So we have Delight 777 checking in.
Yep.
He says, man, I heard the same thing when I watched the president's speech.
Really?
So it must be something that's kind of pretty much going around. Ah. Like he was listening to the same things yeah. and whatnot.
Yeah. I always had some good, wonderful time spending with my boys. This time we did some errands.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
That's wonderful time?
Wonderful time, man. It's just making memories.
Okay.
So we get out the car. I think we're going to Lowe's or Home Depot, one of those. And said, Daddy, we have to wear the mask. We have to put on our mask. So, yeah, we got to put on the mask. So we won't catch the virus.
Oh, my God.
Yes, so you don't catch the virus. So we put on the mask. We're walking through Home Depot. We're going up and down the aisles. There's one particular aisle. It was just us. And we're going up. And there was a couple at the other end, at the other end of the aisle. I'm looking for some type of screw or something to hang up some baby thing because I got jobs already when
yeah,
I come
yeah,
home.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I'm walking up, and as I'm walking towards the end of the aisle, there's this couple at the end of the aisle. And he's telling, Daddy. I said, yes, Owen. Daddy, they not wearing masks, Daddy. I said, okay, it's okay. I'm trying to ignore him so that he'll just leave it alone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I get closer and closer to the couple.
Because
I got to find these screws so I can get out of here. I get close to the car and say, Daddy, they not wearing masks, Daddy. I said, oh, that's okay. It's okay. Oh, it's okay. We're at the couple now. They can clearly hear this kid. Daddy.
Daddy,
they not wearing masks. I said, that's okay. Oh, they gonna catch the virus.
Let the people there. Oh wow!
Like, what do you?
Oh, what do
you
goodness.
As a parent? Like, what do you say? What is your response? And the people didn't flinch.
Oh my goodness!
Wow. At least they didn't say anything back to me. They didn't even look and say, "Oh, that's so cute," because it's not cute. Yeah. You're gonna catch the virus.
Yeah.
I did only what a dad, a rain dad answer could say. I said, they'll be all right.
Oh, just,
what am I supposed to
say? I'm up here thinking, like, what do you say?
I can't say anything. Hopefully I'm like, well, maybe they won't catch the virus. But then you're negating what you told the kid that if you don't wear this mask, you're going to catch the virus.
Yeah. Hopefully they know that as adults and as an adult couple, that they know that these are children talking.
Based on
their understanding.
Yeah, and they didn't say anything, so which was good. You know, I could have said, now that I think about it, I could have said, well, they have a shot. They took some medicine, so they won't catch the virus. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, but then it can open up, Daddy, why we can't get medicine? I want medicine.
Medicine's not ready for little kids yet. It's only ready for adults.
Yeah, I couldn't think that quick.
I'd have held his mouth.
I tried to
pinch them lips together.
That's when you hear from aisle 10, you gonna catch the virus.
Oh, man. Well, you won't catch anything here listening to the Reverb Live Show. If anything, you're going to catch some good word. And we got some good information coming up later on in the show. Next, though, we got to hear this Reverb Word of the Day. Don't go anywhere. It's the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain.
You don't seem to understand something.
The best urban gospel show. Airing right now, it's the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain.
Started rapping about Jesus and my friends turning to strangers. But you know how it go, they not your friends until you famous. Now I'm moving different, everybody trying to book with me. I told them I'm the light, so now it hurt their eyes to look at me. I done been through hell and back, God is my witness. But I know he go work it out like anytime fitness. I know that cause God told me like it's my business. God told me like 6-9 snitching. I use the devil's beat to spread the word, little do he know. I study everything he do, but keep that on the D-low. I use the bad things to my advantage like it's keto. God give me the answers and the Bible be like cheat codes. Dropped a whole album in 2 weeks, I gotta reload. Satan looking hard for me like I'm through a peephole. Capitalize the first letter of God, that's the G code. I had some evil but I gave it back, it got repoed. So many people talk about me trying to bring the past back, but I ain't even tripping, that's behind me like a backpack. God told me if I change he gon' get me past that. Now I'm getting praise from all the people I was laughed at. I forgive him, I'd be lying if I said that I remember. God got me feeling like I'm sitting on a couple million. Ain't it just begun? I'm his son, not another near me. He say I'm the one. I feel sorry for his other children. I'm just playing, I be joking. I remember I was broken. Then I found the Holy Ghost and every single door flew open. Turned my whole life around. God said I had to show him. Now I'm blessed double time. Mary Kate and Ashley Olsen, Tia and Tamara Mori. Everybody about to know me. Now the light taking over. Hashtag God told me. Had to let my old ways go. They in the trash can. The old me was dangerous, so be careful with that trash bag. Better go and ask them about the flow. I was a bad man, now I got them angels with me. Ooh, I know they mad flowing like a madman. Wait, I'ma show them the whole game is washed except me. I'm like Noah, the whole game is mine now. I got the controller, I'm forever ready now. Every day I'm sober. Soon as I was saved, it's like I woke up from a coma. God gave the word and told me spread it like corona. God told me help change this world, it's getting closer. I wrote a 12 track testimony on a sofa. I used to spend my money just to lose, now it's over. These days now I win free like Oprah. I'ma stop right there though. Yeah, Trey, leave that in there. God told me. The light.
Hey, what's up? This is Miss Tashkat. You're listening to Reverb Live, the new urban gospel talk show, giving you the latest news, live interviews, and the hottest gospel music.
They're not ready for this one.
Put your Bible in the hand, Bible in the hand. Put your Bible in the hand, Bible in the hand. Put your Bible in the hand, Bible in the hand. Put your Bible in the hand, Bible in the hand. Put your 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 Bible in the hand. Bible in the hand. Put your Bible in the hand. Bible in the hand. Put your Bible in the hand.
Reverb Live Show. Reverb Live Crew is in the building. Wearing my mask ring.
Tracy the professor.
And black and beautiful D3.
People, we got to get into this reverb of the day. Before we do that, we got some check-ins, man. Who's checking into the show? Let's shout them out.
We got Delight777 checking in.
Delight's in the building.
And we also have Lorenzo Coburn.
Coburn. What's up, man? Ain't Coburn from Alabama? That's our guy from Alabama,
from
man.
Bama.
If we do our tour, Coburn has got VIP seats to this tour.
That's what I'm talking about.
My man Coburn. All right, let's get into this reverb word of the day. Professor Tracy, what you got?
We got Joshua chapter 5. Remember I said last time, trying to keep y'all in the same book so that y'all can develop some type of, you know, idea of, you know, this is what's being said in this book or what's going on in this story. So Joshua chapter 5, this is before they walked around the wall of Jericho and everything fell down. This man came and met Joshua, and Joshua was like, man, who team are you on, ours or theirs? Because they about to go to battle, you know, they're trying to figure out what's happening. And this is where the story picks up. Joshua chapter 5 verse 14, it says, neither, I'm not on nobody team.
Whoa.
But he replied, but as commander of the army of the Lord, I now come. While you're walking towards your destiny, he's now coming to fight the battle for you, to be your you know, your, like your stronghold. He's there to, you know, clear out the bushes for you, to make an easement for those people who are into property development, to make an easement for you. So he says, neither as the army of the as the commander of the army of the Lord, I have come now. Then Joshua fell down like, oh, like in full reverence. He fell down face down to the ground in reverence and asked, Well, what message does the Lord have for me, for his servant? Then the commander said, to the Lord's commander replied, he says, take off your shoes, duh. Like, it was like, I don't have a message for you. I didn't come to tell you stuff. You saw me, yes, I'm telling you who I am, yes, from the army of the Lord. But now you should know to take off your shoes, for the place where you are standing is holy ground. Yeah. And Joshua did so.
Yeah.
The point of this is to say, yes, keep walking out where you're going. Yes, you may see some angels along the way or some people, see how God is working. You know how some, my niece, we were talking the other day, she was like, you know what? People say, look at God for anything. Right? Yeah. For any and everything. Oh, I found a parking spot. Look at God.
Look at God. I say that all the time when I get one in public, right in the front. Boy,
right,
look
in
at
front.
God.
Look at God. Oh, man, I got two snacks out of the vending machine. Look
yeah, yeah.
Oh,
yes, that's him.
Yeah, so we say, look at God for everything. So in our lives, sometimes we could take a gaze back and where we are moving forward for those people who are taking steps forward to try to take over the land and to conquer promises and things that God has already given you. You can look and say, wow, look at God, how God is moving on my behalf. You just never know. It could be the Lord's commander or army that is of the commander of the Lord's army that's clearing out the path like God said.
Yeah.
However, the message is not for you like, hey, I need another word from the Lord. I need you to tell me something fresh, something else to tickle my ears, something else to get me along the way. No, take off your shoes, meaning keep your heart pure. Keep your heart, keep the things that stain from the world and from your path away from the things that's connected to God while you're along the way.
Amen. That's good. That's good. Good stuff. Good stuff. That's Joshua.
Joshua chapter 5, verses 14 through 15.
Go on and get you some. Go on and read it for yourself if you don't believe what Tracy talking about. People, we got some great stuff coming up at the bottom of the hour. You want to stay tuned for that. Until then, we got some great music coming your way. It's the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain.
Reverb Live, your new online gospel show. Live Show, playing the hottest in Christian hip-hop and R&B. The best urban gospel show airing right now. It's the Reverb Live Show, playing the hottest in Christian hip-hop and R&B.
Every day across America, excess food is gathered by a network of good people at local food banks, giving hope to millions of children who struggle with hunger. They've earned their wings, and you can too. Together, we can solve child hunger. Support Feeding America and your local food bank at feedingamerica.org.
Okay, so 5 tacos of cheese and a large soda, that's $10,012. Please drive around.
Wait, 10,000 what?
It's obvious you're buzzed and driving.
I've only had a few. I'm fine.
Yeah, the food's $12, but getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Please drive around. Actually, just park and come in.
Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Today, my new dad threw a barbecue.
Today, my new son and I threw a barbecue.
There were burgers and chicken.
I burnt everything. The burgers, the chicken, the salad.
Ah! They were delicious.
They were awful.
And then we had watermelon.
I'm allergic to watermelon.
And then we played catch.
I broke Mr. Lewis's window. Mrs. Wakeham's window. Mrs. Wakeham's windshield. And then, somehow, my hand. My hand!
And then my dad even let me drive his car.
The hospital's on the right! It was a rough day.
It was a great...
council.
The Urban Gospel Show. They give you live interviews, the latest news, and topics that keep you tweeting. It's the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain.
Reverb Live Show. Reverb Live crew is in the building. DJ Ring.
Take it off my shoes because this is holy ground, Tracy.
And oh, word. That's a word, D3.
There you go, man. Look, you know what? First of all, let's give a shout out to those that are checking into the live show.
We have somebody new checking into the show. We have Stonewall Williams checking in saying,
Stonewall,
yo.
Stonewall, what's up, man? I mean, he checked in before, though. Like,
he checks in on IG.
Right.
Typically IG. Yeah.
Now, this show's going to be kind of different. Tracy, something happened to you.
Yep.
Like when you were out and about that led to this topic. So explain the scenario first.
So what happened was I was coming from the gym real quick, running into like a store, almost like a hair store or something like that, just to get something real quick and head back out. Or a grocery store or something. Some dudes walked in and they were just kind of like chilling, regular chatting or whatever. So I'm in line already because I'm just, again, in and out. Next thing you know, they get in line. But you can still hear them like...
You did that pretty good.
Chitter chatter. Right. And so they are right behind me. I'm assuming they were having locker room talk. They were right behind me. And then all of a sudden one of them said, Miss Parker.
Now, let me paint the picture even more clear. Tracy is not a slender woman. She's a curvaceous woman.
Mm-hmm.
And she has on exercise clothes. So mm-hmm. you know the exercise clothes now that ladies are wearing. They're tights. They're fitting. They're
exercise
forming.
Exercise clothes.
No, they're tights. You can call them what you want.
Guys have tights, too.
Anyway, you was wearing tights in the store. And so you could see things. And the guys behind you saw things behind you.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Right.
And so these guys are looking at Trace, and they're like, and throws a line out from Friday the movie, saying, Miss Parker. And if you watch the movie Friday, you see Miss Parker, you know what we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
She's a shapely person. And so, but Tracy, you didn't look at this as a compliment, by the way?
No.
But it is, well, to those guys,
it was a compliment to you.
The reason why, I'm going to start off, reason why is because, number one, they didn't say, man, you are so beautiful. I get that sometimes. Like, mm-hmm. man, you mm-hmm. are so beautiful. Mm-hmm. Wow, you know, I really like your pants, mm-hmm. your workout pants or something like that. I get, you know, really decent compliments. But this one was, Miss Parker.
What if they thought your name was Miss Parker?
They didn't. They couldn't have thought that. Okay. Who thinks that?
I don't know.
That might be a lie they tell themselves. Try to justify that. But, and so I was not personally, like, addressed. It was, like, one of them things, like, I'm talking with my homeboy, and I'm going to say it out loud so, you know, she can hear me. But also my homeboy know what I'm talking about. Because we've just been talking about the whole wow.
And so it was mainly a
cat call.
I don't know. Is that what guys call it?
I don't know. Dog call. Hey, woo.
A dog call.
Hey. I don't even know what we used to call it when I was in the game like that. Even when I was unsaved, I don't even know what you call it.
I think the world as a whole called it a cat call. But I think a cat call is more so the sound. You know what I mean? The whistle or the...
The sounds people make.
The hiss.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Like the construction guys are out there working, and a beautiful young lady walks by. They catcall.
Okay.
I get it now.
Now, even for that example you just used, like construction workers are walking, got a beautiful lady that walks by. Mm. That is like being put on a spot as a woman. It's like, it's not something that we ask for. We're not asking for that kind of attention, even if we have on regular clothes. You know, again, like I had on workout clothes. I was literally coming from the gym, but I was still justified in my workout clothes. I'm not just, you know, wearing something to ask for, you know, .. But that doesn't give them the right to say, oh, let me try to... It's almost like calling her out her name or saying maybe some type of explicit things, even though this was not explicit.
All right, how about this? Ladies, if you're out there and you're looking... Matter of fact, you could just be wearing something regular, or you could be dressed to the nines. Mm-hmm. You could have had on... You've been working out for the past 6 weeks, and you know you slimmed up, whatever, you toned up on certain places, and now you're looking good, and you're wearing your workout clothes out. Your clothes fit a little better, and you're looking good. You did yourself up right. You went out to the store, and you have guys that are now catching their attention.
There's nothing wrong.
How would you want them? What would you want
them
to say?
There's nothing wrong with that. The problem is, if you need to address me like I deserve to be addressed, would you want somebody talking to your daughter like that? Men with daughters, is that okay for your daughters, for other men to talk about your daughter in that way? Would you try to protect them? Right, you about to have a daughter. King,
oh,
you're gonna have twin girls.
No. You gotta go
I'm just saying. I'm just saying. Is that something that would be okay? And I would say it's not.
Right.
And I would answer for you guys and say, nah, that wouldn't be acceptable. The first thing a guy would do if he saw a guy, you know, talking in a locker room talk way up around his daughter, he'd probably be like, hey, bro, nah.
Yeah,
I'm straight.
Yeah.
You know?
All right. So you're a Christian woman out there. How would you want a guy to say, don't answer yet.
Okay.
All the ladies out there, if you're out there listening to the live show, let us know how you would want to be not catcalled, or how would you want to be appreciated, addressed. There you go.
A compliment versus a catcall.
Yes. And maybe we should come up with something to see if this is a catcall or a compliment.
Yeah. Let's walk that line. I know I'm going to walk that line.
Oh, Lord.
We'll do that when we come back. If you got some good lines. Fellas, I know you guys are out there. Christian brothers, non-Christian brothers. If you see a beautiful lady out there, what is your line? What do you say to show a woman that, hey man, you look good? I just want to let you know that you look good right now.
And we have to agree, Ray. Sometimes it's like you look good. So I'm not about to just. I don't want to just give you that simplistic formal compliment.
Yeah,
like,
there's nothing wrong with that.
You look nice. No. But there's a time for that. And there's a time where, like, man, you just put it out there.
There's nothing wrong with either of the two things that you guys just said.
You will tell us how to do it properly, Tracy. And if those guys are listening, is it a cat call or a compliment? And if you're a Christian woman out there, how would you want this to be addressed to you? How would you want to be addressed? We got that coming up. Next is the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain.
Can't get enough of the Reverb Live Show? Listen to our podcast, available on ReverbLiveShow.com and on iTunes.
I know it's going up.
Been a long time waiting, long time waiting,
but that don't matter,
that don't matter.
It's gon' happen,
it's gon' happen,
it's gon' happen,
it's gon' happen.
It's been a long time coming,
long time coming.
Or whatever,
or whatever.
It's gon' happen,
it's gon' happen,
it's gon' happen,
it's gon' happen.
You ain't waiting for nothing, got us up to something. It's gon' happen, it's gon' happen. You ain't waiting for nothing, got us up to something. It's gon' happen, it's gon' happen. Gonna happen like he said it would. Michael Jackson got my guessing shoes. Give me room while I'm moonwalking. Elevate like Mike Jordan. I'm just trying to touch a pearly gaze. Told me that they just slip by faith. Funny how maybe I should wait. Turn it to a world worth the wait. Everything's okay. Keep up the pace. Don't you hesitate. Cause your one day might be today. You never let go, held on to your faith. Cause everything works for your good anyway. Now it's your time to celebrate. Faith feel like this when it activates. It got the power to take your dreams and turn them into reality. Now it's your time to celebrate. Faith feel like this when it activates. It got the power to take your dreams and turn them into reality.
It's been a long time waiting,
long time waiting.
But that don't matter,
that don't matter.
It's gon' happen,
it's gon' happen,
it's gon' happen,
it's gon' happen.
It's been a long time coming,
long time coming.
Or whatever,
or whatever.
It's gon' happen,
it's gon' happen,
it's gon' happen.
Yeah.
It's gon' happen like you said it would. It's gon' happen, I was settled for it. We gon' work and I ain't settled for it. He gon' take me, we gon' say it free to wave. Got my faith and can't replace it, free to cage. This is all you need to say to see him say. Be what you can, just keep the faith. Talk to that man so you see his face. Yeah. You ever feel worthless? Just call me, I know that you worth that. I'm passing the back of them hearses. Pray to God that he be in my hurt flesh. I don't know what you heard when you heard that. I just touched down, I didn't turn next. Just carry your dream to the earth.
It's been a long time waiting,
long time waiting.
But that don't matter,
that don't matter.
It's gon' happen,
it's gon' happen.
It's gon' happen,
it's gon' happen.
It's been a long time coming,
long time coming.
Or whatever,
or whatever.
It's gon' happen,
it's gon' happen.
It's gon' happen,
it's gon' happen.
You ain't waiting for nothing. Got us up to something. It's gon' happen. It's gon' happen. You ain't waiting for nothing. Got us up to something. It's gon' happen. It's gon' happen. It's gon' happen like he said it would. It's gon' happen cause he said it would. It's gon' happen like he said it would. It's gon' happen cause he said it would.
Yo, what's up, man? It's your boy, Carrie the Dreamer, and you listening to the Reverb Live Show with your boy, DJ Rain. Guys, go do it. Go do it.
What's good? It's your boy, Paris Caris, a.k.a. Slick Wave Riding Hood, right here on the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain.
You're tuned into the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain, playing the hottest in Christian hip-hop and R&B.
Reverb Live Show, Reverb Live Crews in the building. Non-cat calling Rain.
I ain't having it, Tracy.
And diggity dog, D3.
Oh, man, you just heard my man Carrie the Dreamer and Paris Caris with the song It's Gonna Happen. Speaking of Carrie the Dreamer, I realized that Carrie, he got his song charted.
Oh,
on man. The Billboard. What yeah, song? What song was that? That's our guy Carrie, man. He's our local hometown hero here in Tallahassee, Florida. Man has been a great man, a guy, great servant, great husband, great father of two.
Yeah.
Mind you, he's got a boy and a girl.
And a girl.
Congratulations to my guy.
He actually has been charted for my favorite song.
What, Petition?
Petition.
Wow, yeah. My guy.
I knew it was coming.
But that don't matter.
Right. Yeah, let's get it.
It's going to happen.
We got Lachey Stanley checking in on the Facebook, giving a round of applause. Like,
yes, congratulations. Good job, Carrie the Dreamer. Now,
Coburn saying, congratulations. It's going to happen and threw out some flowers.
Thank you. Thank you. Good job. Good job. Good job. Yo, Carrie's one of those guys, man. The tracks that he make, D says it all the time. And the man make anthems. When you hear it, you're like, yeah, that's it.
Yeah, yeah.
That's it. And this is something that should have been happened long time ago. But it's happening now. I'm glad. I'm happy for him. I'm going to personally call him to congratulate him at that. Now, I wonder, we were talking about earlier, Tracy had a situation to where she just came from working out. She had on her workout clothes.
quotation.
Yes.
You know what? Every time you say workout clothes, always sounds like it's justified. It's nothing is justified. When people say, oh, it was workout clothes, so it's like, it's okay for you to say what you said. No, it's not okay.
It's not okay. So she was showing her full figure to everybody in the store.
Right. And it happened
that some guys. What y'all gonna do when I get married? What y'all gonna do? Y'all won't have nothing to pick on me about. Y'all won't have nothing to bother me about.
That'd be, more reverb.
No, just. some guys were standing in the line behind her, and they made some catcalls to her. They weren't compliments. They made some catcalls. And so catcalls are seen as something negative to actually bring attention to a woman's figure, personal appearance, or something like that. So we was like, hey, so how do Christian guys...
In a provocative way? I would say provocative or...
in an inappropriate?
Inappropriate.
Inappropriate way. So what are some ways that you can actually compliment a woman... Mm-hmm. And it won't look like a cat call. So we're going to have this game called compliment or cat call. So we're going to give you some lines here, Tracy. And D, I think D got more lyrics than me. I was horrible at picking up girls. I could not pick up a girl or use pickup lines. Or I don't even know what I said to my wife when I met her. Like, what did I say?
Bro,
I
don't remember. The square root of four.
Yeah, something you smart and I. Dirty. Yeah, right. yeah. Push my glasses out. Such a nerd, all right. All right, D, you go first. You're not going to tell us what it is. Tracy's going to let us know.
She's going to tell us if it's a cat call or closer to a compliment.
Okay, all right. I like that.
So in your situation, you said the guys were talking to themselves.
And then one of them just kind of blurted out like, Miss Parker.
Okay. So what if they're talking to each other and they say something like, bro, you think she gonna give me the number with the same intentions her to hear?
Okay. What? That's fine. Even if I heard it, you know why?
Why?
Because they should give it a go. In my mind, I'm already thinking, oh, they want to ask for my number, so let me get prepared.
Okay.
If he asks, and if I like what I see too,
okay,
I might give him the number.
Swipe right.
Yeah, right. It might be swipe right.
So you wouldn't even investigate like what his belief systems are or
not if I'm in a rush.
Yeah.
Not if I'm in a line. Mm-hmm. Not if I do have time, I may say, give me 1 second. Mm. Let me finish checking out and I'll wait for you guys right here. Mm. You know, I may do something like that.
Okay.
But not if I'm in a rush or if they're in a rush or something. Mm-hmm.
So question. So in that situation, what does it look like to ask him for his belief, like, is that something you care about in the beginning?
Yeah. You know what? That might be... It depends. If I notice that, okay, they're not really believers, the guy's not really a believer, then I'm going to encourage them to know Christ. That's what I'm going to do, and I will use whatever God used on me, whether it's my workout clothes or not, for them to talk to me as a gift to turn around and use it back for God's glory. Now, that's what I would do, one. But if I notice, okay, I like what I see too, and there's smooth cat or something like that, then I would have a conversation with them and share. And, you know, I'll give them my phone number. Okay. Call me.
Let's see if this line works. These lines are horrible. My wife is embarrassed right now.
It's okay. Like,
this is the guy.
If she loves you, then.
All right. So, you know, this is me thinking of what I would do now.
Okay.
Not me thinking when I was like 20 years ago.
Okay.
In the game, 10 years ago, well, 15. Man, I've been out of the game too long. Yeah, this is me thinking now. I go. I'm in the store. I'm set the scene. I'm in the store, and I'm walking around looking at stuff. And I happen to catch a girl happens to catch my eye. Mm-hmm. And here's my compliment to you. Well, hey, wow, Man, your eyebrows look nice.
I'm just going to say thank you.
And but it starts moving. It opens the door for the conversation. Mm-hmm. Is that a cat call or is that a...
That's a compliment. I think that would be on the compliment side. Mm-hmm. And the reason why I would just say thank you is because sometimes women, we like to get ahead of ourselves. Mm. The guy could simply just be giving a compliment.
To the eyebrows, yeah.
Right, about your eyebrows. Mm-hmm. But then you, as a woman, say, let me try to you know, give myself a little bit more. Mm. But you're taking away the man's opportunity to pursue you. Mm. So if he says, oh, I like your eyebrows, man, I don't notice a ring on your finger. You know, are you taken? Do you mind if I take your phone number?
Wait a minute. A guy can say all of that stuff in the same lines and y'all will be okay with that? That's too forward. I would. That's forward.
No, please be straight. I don't want you to beat around the bush because that's going to aggravate me.
Do a lot of ladies think that? Do your friends think that
yes.
way?
Yes.
They think, like the forwardness.
Yes.
Christian ladies out there, would you want somebody that you do not know to be that forward with you? Hey, I noticed you don't have a ring on your finger. What's your credit score? are we going, now,
you're
that
going
fast?
To the next? You're going to the next level with that. But if some guys may say, hey, I noticed that you don't have a ring on your finger. Are you married? Are you taken? And if not, can I have your phone number? Some guys will do that.
That works. That doesn't work.
Listen, it works. Yes, it does work.
I ain't a woman, so.
It works with me. And if it's something that, and if it's a guy who I do not like or who I'm not liking, maybe what I see on my side, I might say, man, thank you. No, I'm not taken, but I'm just not interested. And I'll respond just as, you know, politely. Just as forward, because that's forward too. I'm not saying, man, get out my face. That's nasty. That's mean. Mm. But I just may say, like, you know what? I'm sorry. I'm just not interested. I'll say, I'm flattered. Thank you so much. And there are not a lot. I have not come across a lot of respectful guys like you. Something that boosts his ego, also say, but I'm not interested. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Give me one, man.
So I don't care what he say after this, but if he pull up on you and say, La Mama,
Hey, La Mama. I'm just trying to get your attention. I don't know your name.
Yeah, I don't know you. I don't know if you Miss Parker or Miss, you know, it's Harold or what? So if he just put, hey, La Mama.
Is that cat calling? Is that
close to the cat calling?
No, I don't think that is a cat call.
Okay.
But I do think that he may think that he's dealing with some other kind of woman. Well, he run up to me like, La Mama. I remember, and I hate to sound like arrogant or something like that, but I did have a chance to talk with the same guy later on. Mm-hmm. He was just like, hey, you know what I'm saying? His pants was hanging down. He was like, hey, man, I just want to holler at you. Let me get your phone number. And I ain't gonna lie. I was like, okay, look at me. What kind of woman do I seem like? And then he told me.
You said that?
Mm-hmm. I said, what kind of woman? I asked him, what kind of woman do you think what do I look like?
And
he said,
man,
you like you high class. You think you it seems like you like. He gave me some nice things that I agree with. Mm-hmm. And then I said, now look how you just spoke to me.
Mm. That was a learning lesson.
And that's what I use it as.
And what'd he say?
He was like, you right.
You right.
But then he said, this is when the truth came out. He said, but can you just give me your phone number or a piece of paper or something? Because I told my boys I was going to come get your phone number. and so what I did was I looked down the way and I saw his friends hanging out on the side.
Man.
And just because of the situation, I gave him my phone number.
Your real number?
Yes, because again, like I said, I like to use it as a witnessing opportunity too. So at the flip side of it, then I said, you know what? Now, I want you to make sure you give your life to God. I want you to make sure that you're in church now. I said, I will give you my phone number if you come to church with me. Mm. And he said, okay, cool.
He ever called you back?
Yeah, I told you. We spoke afterwards. And he was younger than me. He was a lot younger than me. Okay. But it was something that he did a bet with the fellas. And you could see the dudes like, dog, you know, she said no. But he didn't want to look bad in front of the boys.
Yeah.
And so I played along. That took nothing from me to play along. But I did use it as a teachable moment for him.
That's fine.
Like, look at me. Yeah. Now, look at what you just said. Does that match?
That's hard, too.
You're right.
That's dope.
You signed them, low key.
That's dope. We are here talking about catcalling or compliments. How do you approach a woman and give them a compliment?
Is it closer to catcall or is it close to the compliment?
Lorenzo Coburn saying, man, you got to scare them off, Rain.
I got to scare them off?
Yeah. Yeah, he said you got to scare him off. D3, he said, D3, just smile and wave. Just smile and wave.
I got to talk.
Yeah, man. I don't. The rest of the lines I have, they're still cheesy. It's me thinking now, because these are things I would actually, I probably have had said these to women mm-hmm. before, just giving compliments. Because I guess me being mad, I know how important it is for women to get compliments, mm-hmm. and I actually want to like uplift women. And sometimes, to be honest, women do dress nicely, hoping to get a compliment. And if no one gives them a compliment, they kind of. It kind of goes down a little bit. So it's like, that's I don't true. Want you to think bad of yourself. Hey, you look nice today. Hey, this was my line. This is my line. Girl, you know, that's a nice outfit. I like mm-hmm. how that goes together. I like those shoes. Those shoes are special.
And you know what? That's great. And you know what? Anybody can give compliments like that. Your homegirl can give a compliment like that. Your homeboy can give. You could be married or single. You could give compliments like that. That's mm-hmm. why it's so important for women to not jump the gun mm-hmm. and think like, oh, that's a married man. He said he liked my outfit. Okay, he liked your outfit. He's trying to boost your, you know, he's looking out for you as a sister. Mm-hmm. Now, if he's trying to take it another further, like, who you talk to? Are you in a relationship? If he's diving more into other things, that's a different story.
Right.
But, you know, it's okay. Receive a compliment and say thank you and keep it moving until something else is being pursued. And that's a note to my women out there.
So, what if same line, I'm keeping it in the same situation, same store.
Okay.
So what if he says, instead of little mama, he says, excuse me, miss. But then he do the hand grab, like, excuse me, miss, and he leans over, grab your hand, like, trying to get your attention.
That's gonna alert me in a different way. I might be like, hey, what?
You say, hey?
No, like, I might, depends upon where I'm at.
But he said the polite part, hey, excuse me, and then he just, you know, touches you. Like,
first
hey.
Of all, you don't just reach out and touch people. That's not welcome. You're not welcome to touch. You have to wait for a little kid. You can reach your hand out for a child mm-hmm. and say, hey, little one. Mm-hmm. Reach your hand out to them and wait for them to respond as well. You should do the same thing for an adult as well.
Even
or
if
you
say, excuse me? Excuse me, miss?
Okay, let me walk up to some people and just start saying, hey, excuse me, and touch their hands.
What you think will happen?
Let me go to a random person. Let me go to maybe if they were working in a store. Mm. Maybe, hey, excuse me, they didn't hear me. They need to touch them the next level. Listen, even when my students touch me, I just be like, hey, just say Miss Tracy. All this touching stuff. Hey, no. Plus, it's COVID out there. I'm just saying, y'all don't just start touching people.
We got somebody checking in. Sheena B. Unencouraged. Sheena B. Encouraged is checking in saying, it's a whole virus out there. Why are you touching me?
Why are you touching people?
Why you should be touching
people. You go to great lengths for phone numbers and future.
Especially during these times.
During these times. Listen, you've been lonely all year.
All you have to do. Listen, women are people, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. Only thing you have to do is. Oh, my gosh. Only thing you have to do is say. You can say, excuse me. Excuse mm-hmm. me, miss. Or whatever it is that because you don't know how mm-hmm. she may respond.
Yeah.
And because women have been nasty in the past, too, have said nasty things, have, you know, talked bad about men and said nasty things towards them. Mm-hmm. And they were just being nice. Mm. I would just say talk to a woman straight up, because a woman is a woman and she will respect that. But if it's a little girl, she going to expect for you to say, hey, little mama. Mm. But if you see a real woman, she going to want a little bit more substance.
All right, ladies. So, ladies and fellas, we've tried to clear the air on this subject. I don't know if we have or have
need
not.
A part two.
We're gonna
we need a part two. You know what? We need a part two, and I need to bring some of the
bring
girls
a
in.
Bring some single ladies.
I need to bring some
here.
Of the girls
I'm gonna bring
in.
Some homies in.
Yeah, that's still in the game. That's use lines. Yeah.
Hey, bro, tell her what you said when you said what you said. You know what you said.
Shout out to everybody checking into the show. Chef Von B saying she's checking in from Miami looking for some mangoes for the crew.
Bring us a couple.
Some people checking in saying, give me 6 feet, bro. Talk to me from a distance.
Oh, my word.
We have Lorenzo Coburn. He coming back in, and he said, like, you got to fight some of these women off. Pretty much, he just like, you know, you could just, D3, you could just wave and smile and wave. No pickup lines needed. Like, you don't even have to give a pickup line these days. You could just wave and smile, and it's like, oh, here's my number. Here's everything. All of me wants all of you.
people. Well, that's it for this hour of the Reverb Live show. We got to check on out and get out of here for this episode. But if you miss any part of this show, or if you want to check into some of our past episodes, D, what should they do?
SoundCloud, iTunes, iHeartRadio, Google Podcasts. Man, just like, comment, and share our material. Reverb Live show.
And if you have any questions, topic ideas, you just want to show us some love, or you want to be on our part two show, hit us up at info@reverbliveshow.com. We'd love to hear from you.
Yo, we got to get that Reverb Live dating or Reverb Reality dating back in again. We got to do that. Hey, please don't go anywhere. Hey, we're going to start this thing over, man. I don't know. Depending upon where you at, another hour could be on the way. Or click play on our next episode. It's the Reverb Live show with DJ Rain.
Have you liked us yet? Connect with the Reverb Live Show today. Like us on Facebook and follow @Reverb Live Show on Twitter and Instagram.